Hey, it's the Morning Hog Brew Review time! Riggs, Steve, and Josh from SR Parrots. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
How are you doing, buddy?
Doing all right. How are you
It's
doing?
Good to have you back in the studio in the midst of a lot of mayhem and craziness during football season. We have been putting down a lot of beer.
Yeah.
And so we thought, hey, maybe this is a good time to maybe put the beer down for a second and try some other flavors that still have a little kick.
There you go. I got some alternatives for you, right?
I like this.
So we know that there's the hard tea category out there, right?
Right.
People are constantly trying to break into it. So I have a new one for you.
Okay.
It's Peace Heart Tea.
I recognize these fellas because I buy their non-alcoholic beverages all the time.
Well, soft teas?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I call them.
Okay. You're a softy.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Give it to him.
We good?
Yeah.
All right. All right. So, so like you said, they are originally a non-alcoholic brand of Peace Tea.
Okay.
About 8 different flavors out there, I believe, something like that.
Right.
And now we have Peace Hard Tea.
It's strange that I've been seeing the Peace Tea in more stores and more different places. It seems to be a growing thing. And obviously, they were like, hey, if we're growing it, we might as well throw some booze in it.
Right. So from what I understand, they have a partnership with Coca-Cola.
Okay.
And then Coca-Cola went to Molson Coors, and now they have a partnership.
Wow.
So that's full circle, right?
I love it. I love
These are available in 24-ounce cans, so you'll see them mostly in convenience stores.
Yes, they are.
These are brand new for us,
okay?
So you'll definitely have to keep your eyes peeled. But I have 3 different flavors of them today.
Okay.
You guys want to do raspberry, peach, or lemon to start off with?
I've had the razzleberry tea I get all the time.
Yeah, so you want to start with that?
Let's do it, because I know that flavor.
So this one, it's not just called raspberry hard tea. It is really, really razzy.
Oh, well. Okay, I like that a lot.
Really, really razzy. Huh?
Really, really razzy.
I know that I'm going to love this already.
No, what is the you guys do? What is the ABV on these suckers?
Five percenters.
Wow. Okay. All right. No.
Right there in the middle there.
Little tea.
Just hanging out in the middle.
The hard tea market is a big one right now, ain't it, Josh?
It's a very big market. It's hard for these other companies to break into it because we have another brand out there that kind of dominates the space a little bit.
Right.
But, you know, competition's healthy.
Really good.
You know, it creates innovation, stuff like that. So it's always cool to see somebody else go into that space and try it out.
Yeah.
Dude, I could drink this all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will just tell you.
Just tell the boss.
Again, I drink the regular tea, their regular teas.
Wow.
I have done I have done some home lab with like a whiskey before.
So apparently that's one of the reasons this was created is because people were buying Peace Tea, adding their own spirits in it.
Yes.
So why not just buy it right off the shelf?
It's so good.
Are these carbonated?
This is done.
Look at this guy.
Look at
this guy.
Look at that.
I'm proud of you. I was just about to mention it. These are not carbonated.
No carbonation. I think so.
No bloat. Yeah. No bloat, bro.
That's right. You know, sometimes it's nice to have carbonation and some of that effervescent. But personally, you know, stuff like this, I prefer not to have that carbonation.
Same here, bro.
Just makes things a little bit easier on the belly sometimes. Yep.
Plus, you can give it a little shake.
Yeah.
And it won't hurt.
That's right. My tum-tums.
So it won't
fizz out, yeah.
Hmm?
Steve loves to shake hands. He does it all the time. He shakes beer.
You're supposed to shake hands, right? Not cans.
You want to shake tea cans.
Do you?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's my thing.
He's constantly shaking up beers and stuff.
Yeah.
And I say, you're not supposed to do that, dude.
I do.
I
set timers, though. It's okay.
So, no, this is definitely, this is one of their flavors that obviously is in common with their teas.
Right.
This next one is as well?
I would assume so. Yeah. I don't have a list of their non-alcoholic teas. I know that one of them is called...
there's a snowberry.
Snowberry.
It's blue.
Oh, yeah. I have heard of that one before.
And then their half and half had a really interesting name, but I can't off the top of my head. It was like tea time or something like that.
So, yeah.
That's good.
All right. This guy over here.
Steve.
You know what? Let's stick with the flavors.
Okay.
I have... this one's called... It's their peach one.
It looks like
Freedom of Peach.
It's so good. Their peach tea is also excellent by itself, but now we're about to get it up to 5%.
Thank you, Josh.
Let's try a little bit. I'm very excited about this. My home lab was not yielding the results I needed. Now Peace Tea's done the work for me.
Exactly. Yeah, like I said, these are in those tall boys, 24-ounce cans, convenience stores. It is a new product for us, so check out our website.
Oh, he's talking about srparrot.com/beerfinder or tea finder in this case. Use beer finder though.
Very overwhelming, strong, powerful tea taste peach taste. It's there, but doesn't kick you in the mouth.
What I really like about these so far is they're clearly tea.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
The tea's not kind of hiding out or anything like that. It right. is a tea, and then these flavors are comboed with it, but still yeah. a tea-flavored drink.
And by the way, the peace tea people...
That does look like your hand.
Yeah, of course it does.
Bit, same
yeah.
size.
Wow. I did some hand modeling. That's not... I can't even talk about it anymore because I'm not under contract.
Can we look at pictures on the break?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. I'm in.
Let's go to my special website. Stick around. More coming up on the Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog.
Ooh, I want to see.
With fruit.